Welcome to the My Virtual HR Radio Show with your host, Robert Redden. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support for smaller businesses in England and Wales.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the My Virtual HR Radio Show. In today's show, I'll be talking about the monitoring of employees' communications following the recent European Court of Human Rights decision in the case of Barbulescu and Romania. This seemingly run-of-the-mill decision got the British tabloid press in a lather. Did the European Court of Human Rights create a snooping charter that previously did not exist? As an employer, are you free to spy on emails, as even the Financial Times claimed? Or did the facts get in the way of a good story? First, I want to say a few words about My Virtual HR. My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk, is a membership website providing affordable outsourced HR support for smaller businesses. Members have access to over 200 pages of premium content. There are also answers to frequently asked HR questions, a breaking news section, and much more. New content is continuously being added. Membership is from less than 24 pence a day. Members can also buy employment contracts, employee handbooks, template letters, HR forms, and HR consultancy, all at affordable prices. A recently added item to the breaking news section was a report on the European Court of Human Rights decision in Barbulescu and Romania. It is that decision I will be talking about in today's show. Before discussing what was actually decided in this case, it is worth reminding ourselves of how the ECHR actually works. In his excellent blog called A Range of Reasonable Responses, my friend Darren Newman summed this up very well. He said, "The European Court of Human Rights does not go about telling other countries what their laws should be. It simply considers whether there has been a breach of the European Convention on Human Rights. We have our own laws, in which the European Court of Human Rights has no interest if they do not involve a breach of the Convention." What is Barbulescu and Romania about? To find out, let's look at the background of the case. Mr. Barbulescu was an engineer in charge of sales. His employer asked him to create a Yahoo Messenger account to respond to customers, but prohibited its use for personal communications. He used the business Yahoo Messenger account to send and receive personal messages with his fiancée and his brother that included both personal data and sensitive personal data. This was in breach of the terms of his employment contract, which forbade use of the employer's IT equipment, business email, and messaging accounts for personal purposes. This policy had been communicated to Mr. Barbulescu, who was also aware that a colleague had been dismissed for misuse of the internet. The employer monitored the Yahoo Messenger account to check compliance with its policy. Mr. Barbulescu's use of the account for personal purposes was discovered, although he initially denied it. He was dismissed. The domestic court dismissed his claim, holding that the employer was entitled to monitor the use of work computers to check that work was being done properly, and that looking specifically at the messages sent by the employee was the only way of checking his claim that he had only used Messenger for business purposes. He lost his appeal and then brought a claim in the European Court of Human Rights using Article 8 to challenge his dismissal by a private employer. In the European Court of Human Rights, Mr. Barbulescu argued that Romanian courts should have excluded all evidence of his personal communications on the grounds it infringed his convention rights to privacy. The ECHR said the claim was admissible in that the monitoring of private communications by an employer did come within the scope of Article 8, especially since some of the monitoring picked up private communications between the employee and his fiancée. But did the court create a snooping charter that previously did not exist? Actually, no, it didn't. The European Court of Human Rights held that Article 8, the right to respect for private life and correspondence, was engaged, but in this case, there had been no breach of the convention. The Romanian courts were entitled to look at the evidence in deciding whether the dismissal was justified and recognised the need for employers to be able to verify that employees are completing professional tasks during working hours. The ECHR's task was to consider whether Romanian employment law struck a fair balance between the employee's rights under Article 8 and the interests of the employer. They noted that the initial monitoring of the employee's messages was done on the assumption that they would only contain professional information, as private communication was forbidden. Furthermore, the 45-page transcript of communications had only been relied upon in response to the employee's false assertion that he'd only used Messenger for professional reasons. The ECHR said that it is not unreasonable for an employer to want to verify that the employees are completing their professional tasks during working hours. Despite what certain sections of the press would have us believe, that is all there is to this case. The court did not say that there is no right of privacy in the workplace, and it did not create a snooping charter that previously did not exist. It is, however, a question of balance and proportion, and the extent to which an individual has a reasonable expectation of privacy in relation to what they are doing. The key factors in this case were that all personal use of the employer's IT equipment was strictly forbidden, and the employee knew that. The employee insisted that he had not broken the rule when in fact he had done so. The monitoring carried out by the employer was not about the content of the messages, but about the fact that they existed. Their use was restricted to the question of whether the employee had committed misconduct, and the domestic courts and the European Court of Human Rights held that that was reasonable. This was a Romanian case, but what is the position about monitoring in the UK? I'll discuss that in a moment.
You're listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show.
Welcome back. In the UK, monitoring employees' communications comes under the Data Protection Act and the Information Commissioner's detailed 96-page guide issued in 2011. The guide is called the Employment Practices Code, Part 3 of which, starting on page 58, deals with monitoring at work and does not need to be revised as a result of this case. A copy of the Information Commissioner's Guide is available to download from the members area of the My Virtual HR website. There are three important points to consider when deciding whether to monitor employees' communications. They are, do you have a clear business reason for the monitoring? Is the level and intrusiveness of the monitoring proportionate to that business need? Have you made it clear to employees how and why monitoring might take place? So as to ensure compliance, the relevant policy in the employee handbook supplied by My Virtual HR provides that the employer may monitor the use of business email accounts, instant messaging accounts, etc., that are accessed by the employee at any time using the employer's IT equipment, as well as any such accounts that are accessed from the employee's own device, and that all such communications are the property of the employer. Employees are also warned that they should not assume that their communications are private. The notes of today's show are available in the members area of our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you in the next show, when I will be looking at preparing for an employee to return from maternity leave. I'm Robert Reddin from My Virtual HR. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to the My Virtual HR radio show. Today's show was written and presented by Robert Reddin. Music was by Kevin MacLeod. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support. For more information, visit our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk.